What is the modified rugby program?
The modified rugby program is a new form of rugby that we've developed with the Queensland Rugby Union, specifically for children with learning and perceptual disabilities.
How did it come about?
Well, our son Max has autism, so he has an ASD diagnosis and a significant language disability that sits with that. And as a result, he'd never been able to play a team sport. He was 11 and we developed some great rugby skills with a local rugby coach. And then we approached our local rugby club Brothers and we said, look, you know, we would really love to modify junior rugby so that Max could get involved, and not only Max but us as well, because, you know, we'd missed out on so much. You know, kids start junior rugby at under 6 and Max was already 11. So Brothers thought, you know, it was great, and they got the Queensland Rugby Union involved, and then from there we created a working party to develop a whole new set of modified laws so that children like Max, both boys and girls, can now participate in rugby. So it's really exciting.
Why are programs like this important?
They're really important because access and inclusion to team sport is just essential from a community development perspective. You know, kids like Max, we've often found because of their vulnerabilities, it's just much harder for them to make friends. We need to create an environment where they can create really good friendships, and clubs are a really good way to do that. But what rugby clubs also do is they create a long-term pathway for inclusion. You know, we've spoken to rugby players and their best friends who started playing with them at under 6 and they're still friends at 65. So it's really important to create that pathway for children like Max. And one of the big ways that we've done that is including a player mentor on the field with every child. And they're from the local club. So part of their role is not only to help the kids play rugby, but also to learn more about children with learning and perceptual disabilities, you know, get an experience of what a special needs world might be like, but also to help them become included in this club environment that they've always had the opportunity to be in. So it's a really, you know, junior clubs are so vibrant. They're such exciting environments for the kids to be involved with, and not only the kids, but us as well. So that's the main reason why sport's so important, particularly club sport, because it does create that pathway where our kids can belong and they can feel safe and they can play rugby right up until they're 55 and 65.
Are there any other programs like this one?
No. When we piloted the program in 2014, we started with one team. Then the following year, we expanded to 14. And at that time, we approached World Rugby because we couldn't find any programs like this when we were developing it. And they were happy to describe the program as a world-first program. There's no program in rugby which uses player mentors specifically from a leadership perspective and a support perspective on the field the way the modified rugby program does.
How many clubs are currently involved in the program?
Currently in South East Queensland, we have 6 clubs and 8 teams. So we have Brisbane teams, and we had our first team in Toowoomba last year, which was hugely successful. So we've gone from about 16 participants to this year in 2016, we had 160 participants. And what's wonderful about it is it's boys and girls. So we've got female player mentors. We've got girls involved in the program, and also our wonderful head coach is a lady, China Howlett, who's only 24, and she's also on the national panel of referees. She's also finished nursing, so it's a wonderful inclusion opportunity for a whole range of people across the community.
Do you see this idea expanding to include other sports in a similar program?
Look, I think potentially the modified rugby program itself, there's a lot of work that we do behind the scenes from an allied health perspective. So all the parents fill in a profile about their child to help us understand how to modify the game based on their needs. And then we work with our allied health advisory committee to match each child with their player mentor who's also applied for the program. So sometimes what you see and what happens on the field is probably 10% of the work that goes into developing a program like this. It's really important to understand the children with learning and perceptual disabilities as individuals. What do they need? What does it look like, etc.? So, look, I think there's potential, but it's really important. What's been very important for us to do one sport really well at a time to make sure that pathway that we want to create is sustainable.